found a safer who says that idea. I was saying that the fact that they're both the tallest prevents you from being mocked, even your own chalik.
Okay, which safer?
It's called the Kol. It's one of the 101 mefarshim in the Kovet Mefarshim called Simcha.
And what safer?
In the Kovet Mefarshim, it's got like a plethora of achronim in the back of it. So it, what Sfarim called Kol Simcha says the Sfara.
Okay. All right, we're happy to hear. And make Simcha. Okay, but let's go weiter. So the Gemara had what?
Rebbe said yesterday, just at the end of Shia, that's an Iboi Delo Ifshita, but there are people who paskin on the Iboi Delo Ifshita that we say, Amoitzi Mechava Raya. I thought that's the halacha, right? Amoitzi Mechava Raya.
In Rebbe Seir is a boy?
Yeah, Rebbe said that people paskin.
The Rosh says that because it's an Iboi Delo Ifshita.
That's okay. But Maisa, we know what to do, and Iboi Delo Ifshita, so how could you say, what's a tzad to say?
That's not a psak. That's just a hanhaga of an Iboi Delo Ifshita. We're not paskining.
Okay.
Halacha is by an aboy delo ifshita, so we go by where we go by the muksik, whatever.
Okay. So what's the shaila now, Gemara? It's an aboy delo ifshita on the tzad. There is no tzad. We know it's a aboy delo ifshita.
Because so the Gemara is saying according to each side, according to each side, what's the din? Wasn't paskin. I don't follow. It wasn't, it's just the opposite. It's in a boy's notion. It's not paskin. So the both of them are valid. So we want to know according to each side.
So how did we get a mitzvah mechav araya?
That's afterwards. After we conclude that we don't know what to do, we paskin a mitzvah mechav araya. The Zera had a right to have in a boy, and the Gemara has a right to discuss each side of the boy. Only if they were brought a raya that one shot is wrong, then there's no point to discuss it. But if it's in a boy and it's never an ifshita, so they have a right to discuss it.
Well, we say a moitzimich of a raya, and on that person we say a moitzimich of a raya, if he would say it's hektish right now, it's clear it's hektish or no?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm not such a clear in the cheshbon. If according to Mount Amar, it says a moitzimich of a raya, so that would mean that it's, we assume it's Oda. So would it be Hektish? Okay, maybe it would be with me, Mach. According to that, Sigmar is a boy. The Gemara says, according to Mount Dumb again, where there's intim to Lomar, talk back of Panenu, Amosimosimiado. So they have a boy, Disha. So it's in a boy. Amos, some of the other is that's that man Damar. So then we have an on a boy. I know. Him dips Damar talk about an animal, CMO, some of the other. So then it's a Disha and a because. Okay, I think it's good, fine.
Okay, that I represent is an intense alignment with Tzina Samiyadi. Even the Gemara just said that Amoit Samiyadi.
The Gemara just said. Never said. No, it never said. It's an Aboy Delo Ifshita. The Gemara left it open. The Rosh said. The Rosh is not the Gemara. The Rosh comes a little after the Gemara. The Rosh said that since it's an Aboy Delo Ifshita, so then what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to be. We go with the muksik, but that's not the Gemara didn't say. Gemara said a boy no ifshita, so the Gemara is allowed to discuss both of them of the aboy.
So maybe I'm just keeping it alta safek. Maybe ematzi miyada means alta safek. If it's ematzi miyada alta safek,
the Gemara excuse me. There was a tzad to say the Gemara says imtim seloimar talk with ena motzi miyada. That's one side of the aboy. There's a different side, Imtim Sidomar Motsim. It's the other side of the boy. Halakhana Maisha, we pass in like neither side of the boy. We pass in that it's a suffix. But the Gemara is not dealing with Halakhana Maisha. The Gemara is dealing with the, because that's a, the Gemara is dealing with the earlier step, that the two them of the boy. The Gemara is discussing according to each side of the boy what happens. Now, how do we pass in? We have a basket, it's a suffix, and therefore I don't know what happens. The Gemara is not dealing with that. That's Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Gemara is dealing according to each sign of boy separately.
I thought the Gemara is dealing with Eimat Si Miyadai. We hold a Mitzvah of a variety. Now the Shaila is
Eimat Si Miyadai because Imtim Si Loimar, not because of the Hanhaga of the Rosh. Because Imtim Si Loimar, that was Rav Zeira had two Stardim. Imtim Si Loimar, that side of Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira had two Stardim. The Rosh comes up with a third thing, that because it's a suffix, so this is what we do. The Gemara is not going on the Rosh. The Gemara is going on Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira had two choices. Either that it's Vadai not a Hoda, or Vadai is a Hoda. That's Pashup Shan Rav Zeira. Of course, there are other people learning different Shan Rav Zeira. Maybe the Ran is different Shan Rav Zeira. But the simple Shan and Rav Zeira is Rav Zeira had two choices. Either it's a Vadai Hoda, because we don't accept the Svara of because of you rely on Bezin or Vaday Nadoda.
So would there still be a Shiloh?
What?
Would there still be a Shiloh on that side of where Hamoitzi Mechav Evarai? Would there be any?
There is no such side as Hamoitzi Mechav Evarai. I don't know, but the Gemara is not going on that side. The Gemara is going on the We're reading the Gemara. The Gemara is going on the two stardom that Rav Zeira said. I don't know. Now you want to know what happens in the Rosh. Okay, we'll read the Rosh. But there's no that Rav Zeira had two stardom. And the Gemara is saying, Im Tim Salam, we all like this side. And Im Tim Salam, we all like this side.
There's a hole like this side. That would be.
What?
It's not the halach we paskin. It would be, you see, the way the Gemara says halach we paskin like this, we paskin like that. Rav Zeira is just asking, what's the din? You're saying, what a maisa happens? Do we let him hold on to it, or do we mitzi it from him? I know the maisa what we do. I know the maisa what we do. At the end of the day, I know what we do, right? Misafik? Rebbe saying it's misafik?
No.
The Torah was misafik? At the end, he's holding on to it.
But that's not Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira had two stardom. Either it's a Vaday Hoda or it's Vaday Nada Hoda. That's Rav Zeira, two stardom. And he has a suffix. And the Gemara is now discussing the two stardom. Now the Torah is after the Gemara.
The Gemara says much of it.
The Gemara does not say I don't know. The Gemara did, but that's not the same as the Torah's Amos of Evarai. The Torah's Amos of Evarai was mitam suffik. The Gemara's Amos of Evarai was a different svara because of whatever with the Bach and whatever other svara there is that the somehow the raya slugs up the whole dog. It's a different. It's not the same as the Torah's Motzi of Evaraya.
That's only being a Raya, but not the Motzi part. The Motzi of Evaraya is Motzi of Evaraya. The question is the Raya work. That's the question that Rebbe is discussing, not the Motzi part.
Okay. All right, anyway, let's go further in the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara is in a boy. So, Imtim Selam, Martafeno, Emos, Emos, Samyado. Hegdisha, but I'll talk for more. Kimin damar mar mi rasa kibag mi rasa hedja dami. Command to talk for dami. Do we say it's as if you were talk for? Al dilma hashemi al talk. Except if she yaktish base of kaddish, ma base of reshusa. I've called reshusa. We got the name reshusa. So Gemara is a sign that if you say that takfa helps. So is Hegdisha like a takfa? Do we say Hegdisha is like a takfa? Or do we say that Hegdisha is no good because it's that you can't be makdish it because it is a requirement that I have to be brishuso? Right? That's the Gemara. So Rashi doesn't say anything. Tosis says, "Al Dilma Hashmi Arachet Hod Al Takva Ve'en Yochan Akdisha." Yeah. Now, what is it sad to say that Akdisha is like Takva? So the way Tosis learns, and therefore there's a Shtika Kavda. Right. That's the way Tosis would learn Pshat. That the because according to Tosis, based on the Gemara before, Tkifa by itself is worthless because the Gemara says, eat the Savak Mahavanei the Mavid. So the Gemara basically came out before that Tkifa does nothing. The only reason why Tkifa would help is because, Tkifa would help is because it causes a Shtika Gada. So in the Gemara here, as it's said, Disha, Gadal Tkifa, there you have to say that's also with a Shtika Gada. And the same Abaya is, do we say that the person that the that's a Hoda? Right, that would be the Pashup Shana Gemara. The Pashup Shana Gemara. It's a Pashup Shana. Now Rashi, and that Taiva says that. Taiva says, Hektisha but I'll talk for Mo. Well, Mari now, because you show us like the Shah Shaktish, so if you show it, I get where it's Sovach.
But that's not in Besdin anymore.
What?
The Gizbar is not asking in Besdin.
Yeah, so therefore?
So that's the color of the case is done. But normally we see it's like a shasak. Later on, the Gizbar comes to collect the thing. He says, wait, 1 second. I'm saying normally it's over. I'm saying when we leave Besdin, there's no new din. There's such a thing when you leave Besdin, you can go back. We see a shtika, right? He's back. We see a shtika. Then the Gizbar comes along later on outside Besdin. That's such a thing called a tzavak outside Besdin.
In other words, you're saying that the tzad, that it's not a hodah, is because it says hachasi le rabbanan, right? That's what Rashi, the Gemara said. So you're asking that hachasi le rabbanan would only make sense if when he sees that Rabbanan don't do anything, he starts to scream. But if he screams later, so you don't have a Kochazine Rabbanan. Over here, he's only screaming, later. The Gizbar comes to take it.
In Pashup Shot, nothing's happened until the Gizbar comes to take it. They're both holding on to it until the Gizbar comes to take it.
Right.
I'm saying that's. I'm not sure what the lack of a parallel would be then. Simply,
there has to be a shasak. The Taisha says the shasak was when you were makdish it. So the shtika goda, the way Taisha sets it up, I'm not sure I want to read Taisha, but the way Taisha sets it up is the parallel in the Gemara before is the Gemara before was that he was shasak, and then later he would savak. So here also he was shasak, and then later he was savak. So the hodah is when during the time of shasak. The shasak type it says is the shas shehigdish. So the question is, apparently the shas shehigdish itself is a motivation to motivate you to protest, except that you're claiming that I wasn't protesting because I assumed the chazinir rabbah. So he's asking. Was asking a question, sounds like a good question, that if it's as far as Gochazili Rabbanan, so then why did you protest later? Why did you wait to when the Gizbar came and took it?
But the Tosas is not saying that we're using Gochazili Rabbanan over here. You know, the Tosas on the flip side is saying because Lama Yitzvach, you know, just because of his Dibur.
No, but again, simply speaking, it's not.
Let me look inside. It's like, "Manik Shabbat 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 Shabbat. So why is it totally on the
because we wait for the next stage where it would make sense for him to be tzoveach to see if he's going to be tzoveach. So when it's a tekifa, yeah. So the initial act is when the guy is tokef it. The next step is, what are Beis Din giving it back to me or not? When I see Beis Din is not giving back to me, I have to make it to be tzoveach. But in the case of a hekdesh, if initially I'm not tzaveach because, hey, why should I be tzaveach? Yeah, it's only dibur. So when is the next stage that he should be tzaveach? There's no reason for him to make any other outcry.
Okay, I hear. In other words, you're saying that kachazei le'rabbanan, in a sense, the equivalency of kachazei le'rabbanan is, I figured no one's going to take his hekdesh seriously. So I don't think, you know, there's so the guy's makdish, kachazei le'rabbanan, and everyone knows it's a joke. And I don't need, in other words, over. Oh, by when the guy grabs it, so the you lose because of the rabbanan when the rabbanan don't do anything. But by hegdish, the only you don't lose the cause of the rabbanan, so to speak, or the equivalency, until bezin actually work paskin like that. It says hegdish works. So the same attitude of kachazei rabbanan means I don't have to take this savak seriously. Because it's a big joke. I don't have to take the kifa seriously. It's a big joke. The guy grabbed it. It's nothing. Bezdin and I are going to stand for this. Then when he sees a Bezdin stand for it, he's expected to be tzava. So the same thing here. This guy's makdish. So I can say I took it as a big joke. His makdish is nothing. Then when Bezdin started acting on it, or the gizbar, that's when I took it seriously. So it's really the same. That's how Karen Davis is learning.
So when does the Gizbar come in?
Gizbar comes in whenever it comes in. It makes no difference.
But if I leave Bezdin?
What? It could be after that Bezdin, yes. After that Bezdin, makes no difference. The point is that just like I didn't have to be, the thought is, just like I didn't have to be protest. Because I relied on kachazei le'rabbanan, so I don't have to protest because I'm relying on the fact that no one's going to take his hektish seriously. As soon as I see that the rabbanan don't do anything, so I protest. As soon as I saw that they took his hektish seriously, I protest. So it's a parallelism. Okay. Anyway, but that's how Davis learns that the Gemara. In the case has to be with a shazak and akak zavah. But it's interesting. I think, I don't know, I remember if we said this yesterday or not. I don't remember. We said Rashi doesn't say anything about making such an okimta. So I'm not a big enough bucky in Rashi. Rashi very often leaves things out. But I would think that this is a valid diak to why Rashi doesn't say anything. Because one thing, Titus usually comes along and he asks a kasha. The key is in Shaz, and David says some tarets. So Rashi's not discussing the key is in Shaz, so he doesn't bother saying what Taisa says. But over here, David is not bothered by Akasha and the key is in Shaz. David is trying just to tell you, Pashtip Shad in the Gemara, because since the Gemara before said that grabbing has no validity, and the only side that has any validity is based on the Shtika Kodah. So obviously, even if you're going to say Hegdish is considered like grabbing, but it has no, because of Mirasa de Gavoa, but it'll have no validity unless it's a Shtika Kodah. So Taivis makes his Ukimta not because he has a Kasha, it's because otherwise he just can't read the Gemara. So that's L'chaira, what Rashi's job is. Rashi's job is to help you read the Gemara. So if I think it's a diak that if in order to read the Gemara, you have to make Tavis's Ukimta, then Rashi is very chaser that he doesn't make that Ukimta.
I mean, it's just the pshitas, it's difficult to understand for what reason Tosus needs to make the Ukimta in the first place. It's a simple reading of the Gemara. Tosus, correct. The Gemara itself tells us that the Gemara is shiloh on the tzad of emotzi miyado. The Gemara tzad, was when I was shvitzig achar tzavach because of the hodah of the shvika. So there has to be a parallel hodah of shvika that in this case that gives rise to a question.
Okay, but there, so that you have to say that's your kempta, but it doesn't say ikdisha. And then there was a shasak And then there was a Gemara, just it doesn't say.
The Pashup Shot, that's the Gemara itself tells you that. The Gemara
saying that it's so obvious that therefore Rashi didn't say. Okay.
I believe there's a Mepharish who asks on toast for what reason he feels he needs.
No, I don't believe anyone asked such a thing. Rebbe, I can't believe it's
the, I have the 101 Mepharishim.
I can't believe anyone asked such a thing because there are many Mepharishim that don't learn the Gemara that way. And there's a very, very strong hechrut not to learn the Gemara that way. The Gemara on Vav Amud Bey. So I can't believe anyone would ask such a question.
Again, how are you going to, again, putting aside Rashi's Chiddush D'Kashit on Vav Amud Bey of Shasak Bachachach Sava, but putting that aside, Pashup Shah and our Gemara is only claiming.
I understand. This is. The problem of Tokto Kohen, why Tokto Kohen is such a hard sugya, is because of exactly what you're saying. Because any logical following of sequence of the Gemara is that the Gemara's a boy is only by the case of Shosach Hakatzala. The problem is that if we continue in the Gemara, which hopefully we'll get there today, the Gemara brings that this Shaila happened by Misusa. And they went ahead and they were poshated from Rav Amnuna, was poshated from Sveikas Dignosis Adir, and that's not a case of Shasak Bakakat Sabah. So there's something funny happens in this Gemara on that Vav Amud Beis, that they have the Shaila, which is only by Shasak Bakak Sabah, and Rav Amnuna is poshate this Shaila from a case that's not Shasav HaKaksava, it's Pli Atzuma. So Taisus says a tremendous daichik on this Taisus, the Taisus that we're dealing with, is that Enochinami, Rav Hamduna, was not being poshet our Shaila, he was being poshet a different Shaila, and the Gemara, the fact that Rav Hamduna was oblivious to our Shaila, is poshet our Shaila. It's not the simple reading of the Gemara. So there's something funny in this Gemara. But that's
maybe granted there's something funny with the Gemara, one point I would make is that there is this alternate gear, so like we saw in the Rabbeinu Hananel, where the Gemara's initial has two initial things with the Gemara's poshet within the studdam of motzin, emotzin, and then theoretically the Gemara's third shaila, the Gemara's actual shaila, is not Tolui, but the Fila Gears that we have in front of us.
Okay, I don't know.
Us.
Maybe even a shtika all the way through, maybe there's a shtika from beginning to the end is also a shaila here, according to Rashi, because Lemaisa, how do we really know? Somebody's holding on to it. Maybe he could be Shasak all the way through, because if I'm holding on to it, Mehechi Tesi, somebody can be mocked or something while I'm holding on to what I'm holding on to.
So you're saying that it's also a shine and hold up. Okay.
Right.
Okay, but I'm saying the problem is we'll see. Let's read the Gemara Vayta. The problem in the Sugya is going to be, we have to wait till we get to Amud Beis, is that the Gemara brings the case of Gemara tries to be pushed to Shaila from the fact that a suffix b'chor is hegdish. Over there, there's no possibility of shtika goldah pashtas. Pashup shot is, this is nothing to show. This is the animal at birth. At the moment of birth, it's a suffix b'chor. It's also begins of avayda. It has nothing to do with shtika goldah. The reason why it's also begins of avayda. So the Gemara, seemingly, till now, is saying that the only reason why it's hegdish because of shtika golda, and then they bring a raya that is from a hegdish without shtika golda. So, but let's read the Gemara. We're jumping ahead.
So I just want to say, I'm sorry, I just don't understand the shaila. Rebbe's understanding is a shaila and shtika golda according to Taisus, or the shaila is whatever those two tzadim are. It's a shaila in Amirasa Gevorah Kibis Rasul Ahedjit. Or we go by the other side. The Gemara brings two stardom in the din of Hegdish. I'm saying, where's the suffix here? Well, Mice, we already had that the previous suffix, and now the suffix on that suffix, I thought.
I'll tell you the truth. Taivis is very strange because he reads the Gemara, and people say that it's very hard to know how Tevis fits into the Lashon of the Gemara. So let's leave. Let's leave Tevis. I don't know what exactly the suffix is according to Tevis, because the Gemara says it's because Ishki Akdash is based on Kaddish. And Tevis says something else. So it doesn't seem to fit the words of the Gemara. It has nothing to do with El Dilma, Hegdish Lo Ave, Ketika, Dilma, Yitzav Shiro Devara, which is nothing to do with the Gemara says of Ishti Yaktish, the Beso. So, okay, I don't know. But let's go back to the Gemara. But I'm just pointing out that Rashi, I want to read Rashi first before we do time. Rashi does not make this Ukimta. So Rabbi Shamir says that Rashi doesn't make the Ukimta. Doesn't mean he doesn't hold of the Ukimta. Of course he holds of the Ukimta, except that he felt it was so posh he didn't have to say it. Okay, I hear a possibility, but I'm not ready to buy what so fast. After all, Tysus thought it wasn't so posh.
What plan is it so simple for Rashi, but Tysus has to mention it? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, okay,
That's so simple for what reason?
Rashi is much more Mikatzer than Tysus. So Rashi doesn't say everything that he thought was simple. It's a possibility. I just don't think it's so simple. I think it's very problematic. It's very not mashma. And Rashi, who goes out of his way usually to explain all these kinds of things, I would have thought he would have said it. But okay, I not a rival with Rachas. I agree. It's just a small thing.
That's the point.
Okay, so we're going further. Oh, so the Gemara says, Toshma, Hiu Mesusa. Mesusa is apparently feminine. Rashi says, a Mesusa means a Merchitz. Tavi Minatsuba Alei Bei Trei. There are two people fighting over it. Hi Omer Didiyu. So it's like a Tawis that they're fighting on. Same as, except it doesn't sound like anyone's Muksik here. There's no, sounds like it's Karka, and it's probably no Muksik. Otherwise, like the ship, name. No? What?
Sounds like the ship in Baba Basra.
Yeah, okay.
The Gemara's going to clear later on whether it's Karka or it's Metalpoli.
Yeah, okay. I did it. Fine. So, hi, Ms. Gemara. Now they may trade. Hi, Omer Didiyu. The hi, Omer Didiyu. Okay. Come, Chaminayu, Akdashay. So, one of them made an Akdash. So parish mine Rav Chanina Rav Hoshea v'kurabat. So the Gemara's mashmos is that this is our shaita, right? Which means we just added a boy, and now tashma. Tashma means we have a case. So again, according to Tysus, which I suspect Rashi's not learning, but we just got to see whether or not the case of Mesusa is also by Shosach Achakatsava, because otherwise it wouldn't be a Tashma. The boy was Shosach Achakatsava, and now the Mesusa, and that was on the assumption of Imtim Silaimar, Takva Echa Befaneinu, Emosimo Sambiado. Takva Echa Befaneinu, Emosimo Sambiado. So what is the din of what is the din when Shosak Aksabach? So then they say Tashma. So Mesusa also was Higdish. So you'd have to say, reading the Gemara Kipshuto, it has to be a case of Shosak Aksabach. And the Shaila is that there is Shtika Kolda. I just want to read the Gemara to see why what the problem with the Gemara here is.
Do we understand the parallel? Meaning by the Mesusa, they're not holding on to it. So the fact that Shtikik is Kehoda there seems like a lot stronger of a tzad as opposed to where I currently am toe faced and you've got to take me off the talas. I have less of a reason to be Tzaveh.
Adarab, it's called on the bar.
Let me go. But Pashup Shah, the Gemara is equating the two. Let's just read it. The Gemara is equating. The Gemara is saying, just like over there, we added a boy. If there's a shika called up, because it was Tzavach, here we have the same shine. Okay. And that's a secret. You have a kind of, but it's Pashas, they did equate.
And the Rabbanan are watching?
They're nothing to do with Rabbanan are watching. We said it didn't. It's when the Gizbar comes. The Gizbar comes. He should. He protested. He can say. So the question. We don't have this right here. We said the equivalency. Okay. Parash b'nei Rav Chanina Rav Aisha. Kud Rabban. So Amalei Rav Aisha Rabba. So Rav Aisha told Rabba, ki ozis kind of tizda. Because you're apparently traveling to Rav Tizda, like Fari. You're going to some place. Going home for Pesach. So he says, you're going home for Pesach. I'm just exaggerating, whatever it is. For some reason, Rabba was traveling. So Rav Aisha told Rabba, when you go to Kfari, boy, minay. So ask Rav Chizda the Shaila. When you get home, you get to Rav Chizda, you get to your city Kfari, ask him. Ki also in Assyria, so apparently, in the way to Kfari, have to know your geography here above, though. So you go by Sura. So he stopped and he met Rav Hamnuna. Meanwhile, Rabba is a shliach to deliver this great shayla to Rav Tizda. So he bumps into Rav Hamnuna. So he tells Rav Hamnuna the shayla. Amane Rav Hamnuna masnisani. What a silly shayla. This is a very shayla mishnah. Sovek b'chayres. If you have a sovek b'chayres, whether it's an Adam or a Behemoth, Beit or a Beit Meir, whether it's a different type of Bechirat by Behemoth, Hamos will have a Raya, which means that whoever is Muxik wins. B'toni Allah, Asir B'Giza Avayda. And it's Asir in Giza Avayda. Okay, we'll have to see what that means. Somehow or another, they're assuming it's talk for Kohen, Amos, Amos, Yado. Rashi says that's how he translated the words, Hamos, Gavaya, Raya. Victoria, Hamos, Gavaya, Raya. Murray always says that. The Chilo, Tokvo, a servant, Gila, Baida. So he's bringing a Raya to the Aboy from the fact that the servant, Gila, Baida.
That sounds like
Koldo
Mugvar almost, no?
Okay, wait. I want to get to the million-dollar shayla. Then I'll listen to you, right? If you don't mind. So the million-dollar shayla is the Gemara is trying to be pushed to Suffolk. Rav Hamnuna is trying to be pushed to Suffolk. According to Tysus, the Suffolk was because of Shasak Nachar Kaksava. If Luyasur, he was never Shasak, then there was no shayla, because the Gemara says before, "Eidus Savach my Havelena Mevet." The whole shayla is only because there's a hoda. The shayla is it a hoda or is it not a hoda? But if there's no hoda, there's no havamina that it should be hegdish. Comes along Rav Hamnuna and brings a raya that the hegdish worked by Bechor. By Bechor, there's no hoda. By Bechor, it's also a Giza Vaida. It doesn't say it's only also a Giza Vaida if there's a Hoda. The second the Sabek Bechor is born, he's also a Giza Vaida. There's absolutely no Hoda. So it's a Manda thing. The Gemara Hoshaida was, do we say that the Hoda and it's also the Hekdesh is Chau, or we don't say it's Hoda, and therefore the Hegdish is not Chal. And Rav Hamnuna is saying, the Hegdish is Chal, even without the Hoda. No one ever, like Rav Hamnuna is proving a third possibility that wasn't even of the Suffolk. It wasn't even a possibility. No one ever entertained that possibility.
Right? Is that Be'etzim Akasha? Like why? So Rav Hamnuna is saying Chedesh.
So it's very strange because the Gemara before took on that this is like Prussian. The Gemara says, boy, it's the stomach of the Gemara. The Gemara says, boy, Rav Zeira. Tom Kechofeinu Mo. Hechi Dami, Idikot Zavak, Mahavein Amevit. So the Gemara is assuming that grabbing is worthless without a Hoda. The Gemara, there was a stomach of the Gemara because some of the Gemara said, it wasn't Rav Zeira, it was the Gemara. that Rav Zeira could not have had as a boy by the case of Tzavach, because if there's no Hodah, there's nothing to talk about. Why in the world would a Tzifa help? No reason Tzifa would help, grabbing would help. So the Gemara therefore had to make a new Kimta that Rav Zeira's whole Tzavach was because of Shosek. And now Rav Amnuna comes along, and then the Gemara goes and asks an Abai, asks the Pesha to Shaina, and then Rav Amnuna says, oh, I have a Raya that is Hegdish with the Tkifa, it's by Hegdish. You know, it's like there was never any possibility that Hegdish.
Rebbe, by Suffolk Bechor, there's another Suffolk in place already beforehand. In our case, the Suffolk is presented because they're both holding on to it. Here, there's a Suffolk Bechor, which is another Suffolk besides that. And therefore, Tekifa could be a Tekifa with a Suffolk.
There's no Tekifa. It's Suffolk Bechor is Usher and Giza Vavaida without Tekifa. The moment the animal is born, it's Usher and Giza Vavaida. Right. The first second. So it's not usher because of shtika galda. It's usher because stam. It's usher. Something to rise in chumra probably. So the Gemara is very very strange. The Gemara never entertained this possibility. The Gemara had two choices, and Rav Amnuna is saying a third choice. Okay, so Aaron Erz says it's not so terrible. It's pretty strange.
Yeah, I want to understand one point. Are we granting the fact that where Rashi says that it's Shasak Yisrael Vahadr Tzavach, Havi Yisrael Vahadr Tzavach, that you require the same kind of
shit? We're granting, but it's not relevant because that's Rashi's going on Hamos Gavev Haraya. But on the next line, that it's Osir Begiza Vavoida. That's not by Shasavak or Tzavak. That Osir Begiza Vavoida is in every single case. Tzavak Bechor is Osir Begiza Vavoida. No one's saying that's only when it's Shasavak or Tzavak. No one, I don't believe anyone ever read had such a Havamina. Tzavak Bechor is Osir Begiza Vavoida at the second of birth. So Rashi, there's two parts of this memra. The memra is discussing Mamin, and the memra is discussing Isser. So on the Mamin part, Rashi throws into something with the Shasak. That's what the Gufa, that's what makes Rashi so difficult. Because in other words, on the Isser part, which is parallel to what we're discussing, there is no Shasak Akak Sabbath. So Edomai, you say like Aaron Herzberg, which is maybe what Dysis says, is that Rav Amnuna is being poshet, nothing to do with the Aboy before. He's saying, it's irrelevant, you're Aboy, because it has nothing to do with the Shtika Golda. It has nothing to do with that. Anything, it's a different reason. Hegdish, there's something to rise in the Chumrah, you have it in Hegdish. So then why does he bring in Rav Amnuna himself, that he brings in and Rashi brings in Shazak Atzavach, and that's irrelevant, right? It's like I don't know if I said that clear. Let me try to say it again. Rav Amnuna is being poshet the Abai. In Rav Amnuna's case, there's no shtika. So what you have to say is what Aaron Herzberg said, is that Rav Amnuna is like giving a overkill. He's saying, you were only misopek of the sopek elda, shigalda. There's a different reason to say it's a hegdish. Forget about shigalda, because of the stam, sopek derais el chumra. Then the Gemara is mefalpo, the whole next amen is mefalpo Rav Amnuna. And they come out that Rav Amnuna is wrong. So therefore what? So how does that answer? Rav Amnuna was a side point. So how by schlugging up Rav Huna do we answer the point? So Taibis learns, since never went. They came out. You look at Tysus. Look at that Tysus. Kedisha b'dal takva. The last line. Tysus says, "Umay say me'ahidem esusa." The Kaddish had the Shasik. Umaskana the Rabbi Hegdish. The Maskana is the Rav Hamnuna is wrong, and therefore it's Rabbi Hegdish. I granted Rav Hamnuna is wrong, but why did you say it's Rabbi Hegdish? What about the Shtika Golda? How much Shtika so ain't a Golda? So the way Tosfos learns is the most very strange Pshat of Gemara. That the Gemara is being pushed, that they're a boy from Misusa, from the fact that in by Misusa, the Talmid Yachamim weren't even Geirish our Safek. In other words, we have a Safek by Misusa, we have a Safek in Shtika Golda. And they say, well, Tashma, guess what? The Misusa was also a Shtika Golda. But you know what? When they were discussing it and they discussed it at length, no one paid attention to the Shtika Golda. That wasn't relevant. They were discussing Rav Hamnuna Svara, which has nothing to do with Shtika Golda. And they came out, Rav Hamnuna's wrong. I went about the Shtika Golda factor. So we see that the Shtika Golda doesn't count. So what according to Tysus, there's like a it's almost like two totally unrelated sugyas got mixed together. So Vava Medei, the whole Vava Medei, is with Shtika Golda. The case happened to be a Misusa was a Shtika Golda, but all the discussion about Misusa had nothing to do with Shtika Golda. And it's Duva the Raya from Misusa is the fact that they weren't discussing the Shtika Golda, proves that they don't know the Shtika Golda. Okay. But Rashi, as Shamir pointed out, Rashi Duva says in Misusa, in Rav Hamnuna, there's also being against Shtika Golda at some point. That is Rashi here. So Rashi is very, is really, is that, I don't know if you can read Rashi like Tysus. Because according to the simple reading in Tysus, the whole Raya is the fact that they ignored the Shtika Golda element. But Rav Hamnuna, Parshat Rav Hamnuna is ignoring it, but Rashi brings it in, and Rashi Divrei Hamaskil. We'll have to read it. Hamaskil Be'Raya.
And
theoretically,
Rashi is addressing a side question.
What?
Theoretically, Rashi is addressing a side question. It's bichlal not understandable for what reason there should be tucked for kol neimotzi miyado if not for the fact that it's shazak b'achak sava. Okay, like, well, like to forget, for example, the Ramban learns that emot ketakva kohen emot seeing the yada doesn't stem with the Gemara earlier of Mayavala Lameva. So Rashi may be addressing that issue and saying, no, the tzadah motz ketakva kohen emot seeing that's talking about ba'ulf and it's shasha
b'achak tzava. Okay, I hear. You're too much ahead of us. I thought you're busy. We're going to law school. What are you learning so much?
I remember also, so.
That's not fair. And you make everyone depressed. Okay. Anyway, I hear. Okay. Anyway, but let's read over the again. So the Gemara, let's read Rashi, though. So the Gemara is a little strange. At least let's do the Gemara. The Gemara had a Kasha Mesusa. At least according to Tysus, the Kasha Mesusa was by Shasak Rakakatsava. That was the Shaila, because it has to be parallel to the previous Gemara. And then Rav Hamnuna is being pushed to Shaila from Safek Bechor, and it's also a Gita Vavaida. And over there, there's no Hodah. So Rav Hamnuna is not being pushed to Shaila that's being asked. So that's somewhat strange. So Tosfos says, like Aaron Hertzberg, that ain't Achinami. Rav Hamnuna is not being pushed to Shaila that was being asked. And from his absence of, and from the whole Gemara's ignoring the Shaila that was asked, proves that it's not a Shaila. Okay. But let's see Rashi. Mesusa, Merchitz. Perish mine, Minerchitz ba. I don't know what Rashi's saying. Rashi's trying to explain how you're perish mine from a Merchitz. But you don't go, you don't rush in it. You know, I don't know what else, you know, what Rashi's coming up. I mean, I guess the simple words of Parash Mine sounds like they stayed away from it. You know, they walked there, they didn't go in its Zawad Amis.
Why would it how is that?
Why anyone would think such a thing?
Yeah, what does that have to do with any halacha concept? Like there's no Indian not going in Dalad Amis of Hektish buildings?
I agree. That's why I think it's a strange Rashi. The Rashi obviously, what else does Parash Mine by a Merchitz mean?
Maybe there are other things you could do in a Merchitz too. Like maybe they were willing to go with the other guy into the Merchitz and talk like astrology or something. I don't know. It was like they daf because they wouldn't use it.
What? I lost you.
Maybe there are other things that they could do that aren't like.
And what those old things are probably are also Aser if it's Hagdish.
You're not allowed to go into there and talk or like they're very whole with somebody?
You mean, oh, in other words, you're saying that Rashi. The Rashi's coming in Lafuge that you're allowed to walk in their building.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Now that you might think that somehow once it's Hegdish, well, I don't know, but I'm Mimashak. Are you getting Hadar when you walk into the building or not getting Hadar? If you're getting Hadar,
maybe you're just there because someone else is there you're talking to.
That means, Rabbi, the Shita says like that, it looks like.
Yeah, but I say, but if you're getting Hadar,
like what?
Then it makes sense that it should be Aser. Why would Rashi disagree? If it's Hegdish, you can't get on it. You start walking into the building and you don't get any Hadar. So what's on the Shita? I don't know. What is it? Can you hear? Read me the Shita? I don't have that Shita with me. What does the Shita say? You got a Yosef. You have the Shita?
So the Shita set here. Let me share the link to the chat first.
I don't know. I got all my Svarim are buried here.
If it's a Mice and Mitzvah, then it's okay.
So
right?
The Shita says, okay, Parshi Rav, me, okay. Vintamar Dilma had the parshi Rabbana Mine Hanimishim de Pagami Kacha Vakavan Shain Chalkum Isuyam Mitzar Kule Mishim Chalkeha. Teretz Maureen Nun Rishvav Bashim Rabbo de Halasa de Hakamalon Masechs and Darm Gavishurfin Shinedra Nab Zemiza Chalkura Halach Krabilas Banyak of the Mutani Consul Chatzar Shimbo Din Chalukal Shakala Mukhelkin Niknas Vinichasel Shalov who had in the Innerste Alma Yachali Kanisham Motel Shalchavrachani Ani Niknas.
You're implying that from his words.
No, but the question was why, you know, well, yeah, I mean, but the question is maybe the reason why they avoid, well, it looks like it's going in Rosh, you know, I mean, or.
Again, the halacha he's citing from Maseches Nedarim sounds relevant. The idea that you can't be in a, it doesn't seem like you can mishtamish in a chatzer. You can't be nichnas into the chatzer if it's usher bahana when you're there.
It's not chatzer. We think it's metaltlin at this point. It's not a chatzer.
I think it's metaltlin at this point.
Hey, Rabbi, the sheet at the beginning sticks in. Parshmei Rav Chanina v'kul rabbanon alma kedisha perish for aser b'shishasa chaver k'shekdisha to have like hoda.
Aser what?
That's the very beginning of this piece in the Shita.
That's a
Hoda.
Okay.
So then he says maybe it's because of the Kedusha aspect.
Okay.
Anyway, maybe if it's a mitzvah, it's okay.
That Raj, why should be mitzvah for okay for a mitzvah?
Because mitzvah lav lahon is no, I'm not being mahat, I'm not being nana. So if it's a mitzvah, I know. I mean, I don't know the shitas of being rochets for a mitzvah, but I'm saying if it's a mitzvah, then it should be lachir. It's okay.
You have to know where mitzvah lav lahon means from the actual mitzvah. If you're going in to do a mitzvah, that's the going in is not a mitzvah. You know, I've been going in to learn. The going in is not a mitzvah. Okay, I don't know. I do know. It's an interesting question, you know, okay, you know, it happens to be, I don't think we should get off on a tangent, but it sounds like it might be an interesting thing. If someone makes a Merchitz Hegdish, so what the Shamir sign guy wants to know, can you walk into the building? Now the Merchitz is made for a purpose of bathing. So I'm Makdish to Merchitz, So, but a Maisa, now that it's Hegdish, so Chari can't walk into the building either. So why does Rashi, so if I care, you're saying Rashi is a little shver. Why does Rashi go out of his way to say Minarechizba? Because you're saying Rashi should have been, they were purged from it, from everything. Any pleasure you can't get. Because Rashi, I thought Rashi's obvious because there is nothing else. I wasn't, but Shamir is telling me, and he's probably right, that there is other things you can do in America. So you can walk in there. You can use it for, even if it's a metaltonin, I don't know. So there's a booth. You know, you go in the airport, there's a booth. You walk in there. It's a privacy. I don't know.
Protect yourself from the rain.
You want a place to dive in Mincha?
Protect yourself from the rain.
Yeah, you know, whatever it is. It's a comfortable place. So Rashi should have just said that they were Persia, they weren't Nene. Rashi goes out of his way that it's only Melechitz. And it's true. Now, Imanachach, if there's nothing else to use it for, then it's a silly Rashi. But Rashi of Tamilechitz, whatever the Hanot, Rashi should say, you're Persia, whatever pleasure there is. Adamai, Rashi, there are other pleasures. And Rashi is coming to tell you only Melechitz. So, you know, this is not our sugya. This is a sugya in Hilchos Hegdish. That if I make a Merchus Hegdish, is it going on everything? Or is it only on the main purpose of the Merchus? I don't know. This sounds like an interesting
just one point. Gary, just at one point where it's a little bit more relevant is because the question is, what are you being Makdish? If you're being Makdish Karka, then it's going to affect how that it's relevant to our sugya. We're not talking, if it's, you know,
I don't think you can back to Sharka.
What? Rashi may say lirchot because it's you're being rochets in the metaltolin. You're being rochets in the baths, the ambatias, which are metaltolin. Right. So I'm saying that's why Rashi may be specific. I know they were porish from the metaltolin. Otherwise, it might not be relevant to our sugya. It's only relevant to our sugya because they're porish from the metaltolin. And they stop.
In other words, Rashi trying to say that it was the metaltolin part and not the karka part.
Correct, right.
There was metaltolin parts on the ground, and they weren't poured from the ground because the ground is not Hegdish. It's only metaltolin. Okay, I don't know. It's an interesting shot. There was in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if you people know, but I don't want to get into the details, but there was a big din Torah about a certain yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael who owned it, and one person put it in Cheirim. And there was a whole big tumult, but you're allowed to walk into that building. One of the major yeshivas in Israel, which we're not getting into details. There was a machlekes between the two partners, and one partner put into Cheirim. So I don't know how that works. When you're not allowed to, something's in Cheirim, if you're allowed to walk into the building.
Is there like a nether?
I don't know. It says, I own the property.
So
that was like a way of, I guess it was.
The astronaut on someone else.
Yeah, that was a way of, in his dintaira, you know. He went ahead and they were gedayin adar. They had a machlekes on who had the bias of a yeshiva. So they put it, was in Yerushalayim. I was there. There was a whole tumult if you could walk into that yeshiva anymore. Because one of the partners, one of the yeshivas put in Cheirim. But okay, nice everyone went in. I don't know. I don't know why. They were guy, but I don't know if that was right.
This is a Tzarech Mitzvah.
Okay.
Rebbe, even the Vase of Vase,
there is no
a separate lav to walk into. There's no lav.
Why?
Even by the Vase of Migdash itself, when it's Mamish Hekdash, Mamish Kedusha, there's a separate lav for each person to walk in themselves. There's no Isser Bahana because I'm walking into the Vase of Migdash.
I don't know. I tell you the truth, I don't know. If I makdish something, okay, that's what we don't know. We don't know. Yosef was reading this shita that seemed to say there is an issue of walking in because you're getting pleasure from it.
Well, again, the Gemara and Pesachim discusses the idea of sitting in the tzel of the heichal, right?
Yeah.
The Gemara comes out. It's not considered the outside. It's not the tzel. It's not hektish. Whatever the ethical.
No, there is. It could be if you're going into the Beis HaMikdash because it's raining. So that probably would be us, sir. Okay, but there's nothing to do with our sugya. It's just an enjoyable distraction sometimes you look for a destroyable distraction from our sugya. So we don't know why Rashi says merchitz, and if Yosef is right, it's an interesting machlokes rishayim. So that's again, I mean, not merchitz, but merchitz, but Rashi says. So let's keep on reading. Rav Oishia, the Rabba Garcinin. Rav Oishia told Rabba. Okay, that's how we have the Kerso also. Rav Oishia, the Rabba, that's how we have that Kerso. The Kafri, Shema, Kumpti, also the Surah, Oya, Oyver, Dara, Surah, they don't play Kafri. In other words, Rashi's bothered that in the simple reading of the Gemara, that Rav Oishia told him when you go to Kafri, Asikasha, so what's he doing in Syria? He wasn't going to Syria, he's going to Kafri. So Rashi answers that it's on the route. Okay, so they passed it by. Okay, Savek Bukhar, Kigon Deima Shiyoda, Ke'eni Yodoya in Bikris Kfar Imlaz. Okay, Rashi's, I don't want to know, I say it's a little funny, but this doesn't sound really relevant to our sugya. In other words, Rashi's time telling us how you can have a suffix before. If the animal gave birth, and you don't know if it gave birth previously. Okay. Echad b'chor adam, kol shepido imo nefanav, suffix davar apleter, I don't know why Rashi needs to make two different cases by Behema and by an Adam. Right? In other words, Akhar, you can pick
the same case. Where's the Kisana
Avoda by Adam? Normally, you can ask the lady. That's why.
So, first of all, because that sounds like, you know, I don't want to say like a if that's a little funny today, what's bothering Rashi? Because you could have cases. The lady doesn't know. I don't know.
Either way, say better. You could flip then good. So say the case of Suffolk before the Behema is like the case
right.
of the Isha.
Right. You could say that right. That's for sure. You
can say Suffolk
before a Behema that the Behema gave birth to a Shulya and we don't know what was inside.
Is that the
law? Right, with the lady. What if the lady died in childbirth?
It's true, okay. But it's a normal case.
We don't
case.
Know. We don't it's know what the lady is. You can't ask the lady. The lady
that'd be right, but it's
not reliable. Case. The lady is she
right,
doesn't remember.
True. In a Konami, but normal case. This is the normal case.
No, but yeah, also but the question be, is that Rashi, miscarriage.
Right, Rashi
early
is
miscarriage,
a little bit.
If it was a late enough miscarriage to be considered a problem for Bechor or not. That's a okay, classic but, case of a Suffolk Bechor. She has a miscarriage, and we don't know if it was late enough.
Well, that's long. What Rashi says. Well, he says we don't know. But just Rashi's very funny because to say that Rashi's bothered because it's not such a normal case. And I can think of a million cases that the lady doesn't know. She has no memory. She got into a car accident. She lost her memory. The lady died. In the childbirth, we can't ask her. I don't know, like, so you say, well, that's not a normal case. So for that, Rashi writes a Rashi. We don't need, right? You know, this is like, you know, we would say it's like about Rashi's talking here about Baton. He has to go ahead and the about, well, what's the case? He said, Rashi, well, the case is, that's such a normal case. Why can't we ask the lady? Oh, you're right. Good question. Like, we don't ask those kind of questions. You can't ask the lady. The lady doesn't know. She's not here. She doesn't know. She doesn't remember. Or like Shamir said, so learn that. So it's definitely strange.
On the Mace of Rashi's, they bring from the Durham that Rashi's talking about, because now you have to know what the Kohen has to prove. Because it becomes harder for the Kohen to prove, right, what the circumstances were.
Yeah, but why does Rashi have to make? Either Rashi could have learned. We're just saying that Rashi could have learned both cases. The first Rashi says Sabe Bechiris. He says the end of them look very loud. We don't know. So you could have learned the same case by Adam. We don't know. The mother's not here. The mother doesn't remember. She lost her memory or she died, and we don't know.
Maybe Rashi, again, if we presume Rashi had a specific reason to say the way he said it with regards to the animal, then maybe Rashi's bothered that Rashi wants to clarify, you don't think the case of Isha is only that specific way. The case of Isha is like the Stam case of Isha.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to leave it here because this is a good, you know, we're right up to the hard Rashi's. The hard Rashi's on the Sugya is, if you get a chance to look at it, the Rashi Amelka Veveraya, where Rashi brings in Shasak Vakak Tzavak, which we know seemingly reason why he's bringing in the Shasak and this four. And then the Surah Begida Vaveda, over there, the Chorda has nothing to do with the Shasak. So those are the next two Rashi's, are the problematic Rashi's. How is Rashi learning the Sugya? Is that on one hand, he learns the Asura, the first half he's learning with Shtika, but the Asura Begida Vaveda, which it seems to be relevant to what Rav Hamnuna was bringing, he does not learn with Shtika. So Shamir said an answer, okay, I heard, that he really, but okay.
Ray, just one thing to point out also, Rashi's explanation of Behema is relevant too, because Rashi made the case of Behema a case might be where it's actually possible, Shazad Vakach Sava. If the case would be you're uncertain as to what the Vlad was, then it's not possible to have Shazad Vakach Sava. It's
well, but Rashi has to have Shazad Vakach Sava by the mother, by the Adam.
No, it doesn't, because there's no Tfisa by the Adam. It's not Shayach Takva by the Adam. It's only Shayach Takva by the Behema Tahora. That's it.
Why not?
Because you can't be
talking. The coin doesn't get the kid.
Can't be talking. Maybe you talk after money.
There's no money which is shaykh to him. You can't.
Why? Five slum. You can't be talking after five slum.
It's a chove. It's I can't talk after chove.
So when it says in the Mishnah Merkav Evrai, it's only going okay, I don't know.
It's definitely not going on Behemoth Tamea, right? You can't be talking after Behemoth Tamea.
Maybe there was going to be take it the money.
You can't, but off tov. You can be orifit. You can't be tov.
The mice of Rashi's in the Dharma, it says in tuck of a coin, he's going on the person.
Yeah. You sure?
In tuck of a coin.
He's talking the purpose. He's talking the kid. My boy's Tfei. He takes it literally.
Okay.
Maybe it's going on the animals also. Maybe it's going on the animals.
Okay.
Maybe not.
All right. Let's stop here and we'll. You know, again, we're just getting our feet wet. So just try and get a little touch of this Gemara.
Awesome.
Okay, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.